You are watching Tomoko Music Channel. Thank you for subscribing and sharing.
This is Songwriter's Room, and I'm your host, Tomoko. Today's guest is a very talented pianist, singer, songwriter, and producer, originally from Detroit, Michigan. Money Stone started writing at the age of 13, sang with the group Monitors at Motown Records, and joined the ADC band with the hit single Long Stroke in 1978 with Atlantic Records. Money Stone has worked with the likes of Rick James, Kid Rock, Martha Reeves, P-Funk, Cameo, as well as his own band, GFT. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ho, ho. Hey, what's happening, Tomoko?
What's happening, Money Stone? Could you please give us a little something right quick so we can get a little taste of you, please?
Okay. Joke, we call it the long stroke.
I love it. Yeah. You always got some funk in it.
You know, but I do other things, you know what I'm saying? I do. On Tomoko's show, this is how we do just what we do when we're together. We do what we do.
Freestyling, I love it.
Yeah, just having fun, baby. This is what I do.
That's what's up. So what's happening? What are you working on?
With Avis Ellis. I have a single on the airwaves on her right now called Isolated. So if you're listening or whatever, call your radio stations and request Ava Ellis Isolated. Money Stone Music Production. Also, I'm doing some stuff on a couple of rappers. A young man, we call him Quiz. Be looking out for him. We also have Naisha.
Naisha, I love her.
Yes, she's wonderful. Great artist. You know, she also plays guitar and bass, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm featuring her, as well as collaborations with Flavor Flav. And with my boss, Larry Blackman, because I'm working with the Cameo Nation projects now. And Wild Bill Young from Country Cartel Records. Be looking out for Wild Bill's stuff. It's going to kill you. It's country, but it's funk and rap and all of that included. Keep your ears open and your eyes wide shut. How about that?
Awesome. So out of all these great catalog of yours that you have worked on, could you pick one of the songs and show us the process of how you wrote it?
Okay, let's take my single. The song is called My Girl, and I wrote it thinking of my girl and how good she is with me. With this life we got together. And I start writing the very thought of you brightens up my day. I try to find the words, trying to get something to say. Oh, I go around all the time, thinking about you. You're always on my mind. I've got to make you see what you are to me. So important, I've got to tell the world, oh yeah, exactly who you are. You're my shining star, and I want the world to know you're my girl. This song was inspired by my relationship with my girl. So I put it into song and into words just with a short description of how that relationship per se was going. And I explained it with the lyrics, which as soon as the tune dropped, y'all can grab it and you can figure it out for yourself. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it, especially ladies. It's not nothing degrading as most music is today. It's to uplift girl power for a little bit. Love me for that, ladies. Yeah.
That sounds great. Do you usually write lyrics or were you playing, sing all at the same time?
Both, actually. Sometimes I come up with lyrics and don't have no instrumentation, just the thought of where the music would go, you know? And then sometimes I'll be sitting there playing and I'll come up and adjust some lyrics to it, which most of the times it always changes. I could write like 5 songs to 1 musical composition. Mm-hmm. Then I try to weigh out which one is the most dynamic and which one would be more pleasing to the general audience. I used to write a lot of stuff for myself, but I write for everybody else or what I would think everybody else is digging on, you know. And I listen to radio, so I'm, you know, I'm not trying to be stagnated, standing still or anything. I got to go with the flow, baby. So what you hear on radio, you're going to hear from under your stone, too. You know, I'm an all-around music man, baby. I'm the general of funk, without a doubt.
Yes. So you've been in this business for a long time, and the music business has changed so much, and the way you get paid and
everything. There's been quite a few downs as opposed to the ups I've had. But in all, it doesn't matter because of my love for what I do. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? When you mention my name, you know it's about some music. You can't color me with nothing else but music, baby. So, you know, and then I respect all forms of artwork, music, literature, whatever, because it's something prevalent to life inside of me. So that's exactly what I use my music for, to express my visions on life. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it be.
Right.
And then also with other artists, I'm into letting them do what they, you know, everybody is somebody. So when I produce someone or write with or for someone, I let them be themselves. And if they don't know who they are, I try to get into them to help them realize whom they are so they can express themselves.
Right. How can somebody get the funk? What's the juice? Either you got it or not.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, because there's so many wonderful players out there. There's some players that scare me to death. I would never even go up. I don't even want to go on stage with a lot of them because they're so fantastic.
Like who?
But, just everybody out there. I'll take nothing away from nobody. Everybody's good. I mean, look at cats. Like, we talk about funk. Look at this youngster, Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Super funk. You feel me what I'm saying? And then you got the, let me show you some other funk that people ain't woke up to yet, like the Jonas Brothers.
Mm.
See, that stunk, didn't it? Yeah, they got some funk going on.
Wow, so
you got to listen to what be happening with the music. So many special, all these new artists are super.
Okay.
I love them all. You know, Ariana Grande, just everybody, man. I can't name nobody I don't dig. So I try to stay in the same atmosphere where they're at. Whoever's hot, not only whoever's hot, I go with the different genres, baby. I do alternative, I do pop, I do rock, I do reggae, country and western. It's like what you need or what you want, or what you want to get. How much ever do you need? I can get to you, you know. Just sign right here on the dotted line for Uncle Stone's Army and I will take it with you.
Okay, so Uncle Stone, you are partnering with Larry Blackmon of Cameo. He's a legend to me, and I would love for him to come on the show too. But what are you working on with him?
Oh, so much stuff. We have a hell of a roster that we are working with. Again, such as Avis Ellis, again, GFT, Flavor Flav, Cameo.
Flavor Flav.
We got some Latin artists. We got a thing going on now. We finna put Vegas on the map again. Believe me.
That's awesome. This is going to be the last question.
Okay.
What advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
Learn the business so you can deal with the business in the right fashion, in the right order. I missed that by a long shot, baby. I should have been way past where I'm at. I have no regrets, but I do have an understanding of knowledge. As God say, man earns his keep by the sweat of his brow. Don't stop thinking. It's not illegal yet.
Mm-hmm. Have you got always the publishing rights, right? So you can collect
money? I do have now. Yeah, I do have now, but when I started out, honey, I was, look, I produced almost everything the ABC band did. And I wrote almost all of it. And I split my writers, awards with everybody in the band. And I had great input from everybody, most of the writing and producing. And I did not know the business. I did not get my just dessert. Doesn't matter. I got the education. Like they say, I put the work in, baby. So I'm satisfied. Now this time, it's going to all be right. I'm going to the bank. Y'all come with me now.
Where can we find your stuff?
There'll be stuff issued from out of Cameo Nation. .com. And so all you have to do is pull up our names and stuff. I will be notifying socially everybody when each project is dropped at least 2 weeks before it hit the fan. So I'm going to make sure I get with this social media thing. Now I got people to help me because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But one thing for sure, I'm going to get it done, baby.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Manu Stone.
All right now. 100, baby. 100. Love you much. See
ya. Love you too. Until we see each other again. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Don't forget to click subscribe and hit the bell to get notified about new videos of Songwriter's Room or my new music or Japanese series. Thank you for watching. Arigato. Sayonara.